our guests who might be online, can I ask, I declare the meeting open at 1 minute past 6 p.m.
Recording in progress.
Can I ask, please, that you be upstanding for the council prayer. Lord, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing on this council, direct and prosper its deliberations for the advancement of this area and the true welfare of its people. Amen. I would like to begin by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to the elders both past and present. I just remind councillors of the statement of their ethical obligations, and I note that we are recording the meeting, so please note that they are recorded for the purpose of assisting with the preparation of the minutes and promoting public transparency, and they are promptly made available for public review via the council website. I note there are no apologies. Councillor Kutcher is on Zoom, so he's joining us via Zoom, and he's hoping to come into the meeting shortly. I'd also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to the elders both past and present, and extend that respect to other First Nations people who may be present. Councillors, I note there are no Merrill minutes this evening. Next item is our confirmation of...
Could I just simply attend by audio visual link in the interim, please?
Do I have any declarations of interest? Councillor Crichton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just concerning item RC, the report 19/23, the minutes of the Board 150 Years Committee, just that I chaired that meeting on your behalf. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Crichton. Any other declarations? Note there are no other declarations. Any declarations of political donations? Note there are no declarations of political donations. No Merrill minutes. General business items. We'll go into the first item, which is items... We've got a speaker. So I might just allow the speaker, who is Yang Zhu from Croydon, who is speaking on behalf of item 74/23, Heritage Assessment 23, 25 and 27, Woodside Avenue, Burwood, who's speaking against the proposal. Welcome, Ms. Zhu. You have 3 minutes and you can present starting now.
Yeah, dear Councillor and the Mayor, I'm speaking on behalf of my mother, who purchased the 23 Woodside Avenue Burwood in auction on 13th of May. So the decision to purchase this property was largely based on the potential of the land. It's highlighted by agent that it offers huge future potential to either renovate, subdivide, or redevelop. However, just after 10 days of the auction, we received a letter from agent that the council is considering putting the property as heritage listed. We all know the value of this property can be significantly reduced if it's become heritage listed. So several listed agents have indicated...
Ms. Zhu, can I get you to stop? I'm going to get you to start again because our volume wasn't as clear, just so we don't miss any of your arguments. Sorry, start again, please.
Yeah. Okay, I'm here speaking on behalf of my mother, who purchased the 23 Woodside Avenue Burwood in auction on 13th of May. The decision to purchase the property is largely based on the potential of the land. It's highlighted by the agent that it offers huge future potential to either renovate, subdivide, or redevelop. However, just 10 days after auction, we received a letter from agent said the council is considering putting the property as heritage listed. So we all know the value of this property can be significantly reduced if it's become heritage listed. So several realistic agents has indicated that we could have lost millions. So we strongly object to this recommendation. So firstly, the house is here for over 100 years and there were a lot of alteration done over the years. So council has never considered to put it
as a heritage listed earlier. Why is happening now just after 10 days we bought it? Is that only the sales of a property will trigger the heritage review? Then secondly, the property are in the heart of Burwood, close to Chinatown and the train station, on an extensive piece of land. It would be incapable of reasonable economic use in the future and non-supportive to the overall development of Burwood. Additionally, it would not accommodate to the growing population if it's become heritage listed. So it has been extremely unfair to my family as a purchase of the property. So who can compensate our finance loss incurred during the purchase, not to mention the extreme stress we are suffering. My dad is under bad depression caused by this problem, nearly ended his life. The whole family just falling apart after this problem. Yeah, we have to say we are very disappointed with the whole thing. The timing of the investigation is terrible. We would like to ask why council didn't inform agent and the vendor before auction. You know, the investigation was happened at end of April. Auction was happened in mid of May. So council should have enough time to simply send a notification to agent and the vendor about the intention to put this property as heritage listed. If this information can be disclosed timely before auction, then we would have avoided purchase this one because we have no intention to buy a heritage listed property. So I hope council can reconsider the heritage investigation, the whole thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Zhao. To councillors, we also need a motion to have Councillor Kutcher join us via Zoom. So it's been moved by Councillor Robinson, seconded by Councillor Hull. Put the motion, all those in favour.
Aye.
Those against, declare that carried unanimously. First item is 73/23, which is on page 4. Sorry, confirmation of minutes. At the previous meeting, moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Hull. Put the motion, all those in favour.
Aye.
Those against, declare that carried unanimously. General business item 73/23, adoption of amendment to the Build DCP, section 4.7, heritage subdivision. It's been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Esper. Speakers for, against, put the motion, all those in favour. Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item 74/23, heritage assessment of 23, 25, 27 Woodside Avenue, Burwood, which is on page 7. Being moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Hull. Speakers against, put the motion, all those in favour. Those against, declare that carried unanimously.
Yes.
Declare that carried. So the first item was unanimous for the division. The second item is in favour, Councillor Hull, Crichton, Manor, Esper and myself. And Councillor Kutcher, he's got his hand up, so he's in favour.
That's an aye from me.
That's an aye. And against is Councillor Robinson.
Can you confirm with Ned that he was also okay with the first item?
And Councillor Kutcher, I am assuming when I said unanimous for the first item, you raised no objection that you were happy with that adoption?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you. 75/23, draft safer build plan endorsement for public exhibition. It's been moved by Councillor Esper, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Speakers for, speakers against. Put the motion, all those in favour. Those against. I declare that unanimously, Councillor Kutcher.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's
an aye. So unless you're objecting, I'm going to suggest that you are an aye.
I will let you know if I object.
Thank you. The next item is 76/23, which is the registration of Wongle Park in Geographical Names Board encompassing Monash Parade. Been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Speakers for, against. Question, Councillor Hull?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a question, Mr. Mayor. Was any consideration given to naming the park Monash Reserve or Monash Park, given that it borders Monash Parade? If not, why not?
The this is renaming Monash, which is actually named. That's that little pocket reserve at the front. But I might hand over to the G. Are you talking about Wongle Park itself?
Yes, that's correct, Mr. Mayor. I'm talking about the renaming of the park.
The park, Wongle Park, was a previous brick pit, just to, for a little bit of history. And then when we decided to make it a park, we ran a naming competition with the residents.
2006.
Which was in 2006, and that's how that name came about, Wongle, because we didn't have a name or a square that reflected our Indigenous heritage. The problem we're having, I think, and you'll notice in this report, and the GM might want to elaborate, is Monash Reserve, which was there before Wongle Park, is now, it's causing confusion because you're getting people saying, "Oh, come down to Wongle Park," and they can't seem to find it because Monash Reserve's in front of it. So I don't know what the history of Monash Reserve was, but I think it was just named after the street. Tomasa, did you want to add?
Yeah, Mr. B, I think you've covered it quite well. 2006 was the naming for Wongle Park, and it was then ratified by the Aboriginal Council in 2010. Monash Parade remains under this proposal, obviously, as the roadway. However, that small pocket is causing us a little bit of grief in terms of identification. And in the scheme of the broader, I think it's five hectares, Wongle, the reserve, the Monash Reserve, is really small, and we feel it could be incorporated in that broader name of Wongle.
Well, thank you for clarifying that. I just wondered what the origin of the confusion was, whether there was consideration to remedying the situation by simply naming it Monash Reserve, but I take the point that you've made about the public naming competition. So,
can I ask for the mover and seconder if they would accept an amendment? If that council also investigates on the Wongle Park signage which fronts Monash Street or Monash Reserve currently, that behind that there's the way it's designed, it's like a public art sort of sculpture with the name on there, and I think I've spoken to the staff previously about that, that we investigate whether we can put another sort of round sign on the existing structure, so it'll just be a round plate that mirrors what's at the front that says Wongle Park, and on that back, so as you're walking out or if you're walking around the sign, it actually has a sort of a bit of a history of the Wongle clan here, so people that are visiting from outside the area or that might be new migrants or visitors or tourists who might be going there could read a little bit about what the name means. It's not just a name. It would be a good reflection and creates a bit of history, creates also a sense of culture and sort of, I guess, belonging and appreciation of the area and the park. So are you happy to accept that amendment?
Thank you.
Councillor Crichton. So council staff investigate the addition of a story / history signage with the existing name park signage that outlines the history / story of our Indigenous community. Our local Indigenous community. Councillor Manning, did you wish to speak?
No, that's right.
Councillor Crichton?
No, But just to offer my support, obviously, I think it will really enhance the experience of visitors to Wongal Park. Thank you for the idea.
Any speakers against? Write a reply, Councillor Manner. Put the motion with that amendment. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried. That was unanimous, I believe. Adoption of the audited financial reports of the year ended 30th of June 2023. That's item 77/23. Moved by Councillor Robinson, seconded by Councillor Esper. Speakers for, against, write a reply, put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Those against, I declare that carried unanimously. Now, I'm not sure if Councillor Kutcher is still on because I can't see him on my screen.
He might be coming up.
I'm not sure. I'll just advise governance. 78/23, which is the temporary suspension of alcohol prohibited areas, Woodstock Park, being moved by Councillor Manner, seconded by Councillor Robinson. Speakers? Put the motion. All those in favour, those against, clear the motion carried unanimously. Item 79/23, which is the disclosure of annual returns per person, to be moved by. They're here if anyone wants to
consult them.
Look at those. Be moved by Councillor Robinson, seconded by Councillor Esper. Speakers, put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item 80/23, which is the investment report, being moved by Councillor Manner, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Speakers, put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Those against, declare that carried also unanimously. Councillor Kutcher is on. I could see him there. Item RC18/23, which is the Billwood Local Traffic Committee. On page 31, it's been moved by Councillor Manner, seconded by Councillor Esper. Speakers, put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. The minutes of the Billwood 150-year anniversary steering committee, which is RC19/23. Been moved by Councillor Crichton, seconded by Councillor Manner. Question, Councillor?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just had a quick question, perhaps for Councillor Crichton through you, Mr. Mayor. I indicated at the last meeting that St. Paul's Anglican Church had offered to hold a special commemorative service for the 150th anniversary of Burwood at some point next year. I just wanted to ask whether there was any update about that or whether anyone had approached St. Paul's Anglican Church about it, and if so, if there's any update. Thank you.
I'll hand that to the GM because I think questions got to go through.
Yes, thank you, Councillor. Probably first, this we'll try to attempt a response with Brooke.
Yep, through you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor, yes, we have had staff reach out. They're coming, we're just waiting for a specific date from them. So at the moment, they're focusing on their particular Christmas event. They are definitely willing to do something. We're just waiting on the specifics of a date and what support they'll require from us. Further to that, though, at the last meeting, we also talked about an open churches program, so approaching multiple churches in that same vein as well, so that those approaches have been undertaken all yesterday. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that response.
Any other speakers? Put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Those against, declare that carried unanimously. And I believe there's no further items on the agenda. So I will declare, and it's not because of you, Councillor Kutcher, because you turned it, declare the meeting closed. Thanks for your attendance.